So hi everybody, and welcome to month 4 in Mind Body Alchemy. Today we are going to talk about mindset, and I know that some of us, I know for myself, when I first heard that word, I had no idea really. I mean, I understood what the words meant, but I didn't know what that meant for me. And so I want to talk a little bit about that, and to talk about like why I put it here in the program, because we spent the first 3 months building routines and rituals and trying different things out, what was going to work for your body, and hopefully clarifying what it is that you really need to work on. And then as we move into mindset, what I want to do is kind of go a little bit deeper and uncover what it is that has been making decisions for us. And it's not that we aren't choosing for ourselves, because I absolutely believe we are making our own choices. But there are other things at work, things that are from our past, and even things that could be from past lives. You know, so I think it's all really interesting. And so before we get into everything, does anybody have anything that they want to say?
I don't, no.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Leslie here finally. Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry about that.
I had to just write it down because I was trying to flip back and forth between the screens to look at the number and type it in because I couldn't remember it. And then it was like, oh, no, that's too many tries. Please contact customer service.
Well, we are glad that you're here. And I was just introducing what we were going to talk about tonight. And I was saying that we are going to talk about mindset. And so do you have any questions, Leslie, before we get started?
No, I just need a second here to kind of settle in. Who's on the call?
We have, well, do you ladies want to say your names?
Yeah. It's Jen Blumenthal.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Leslie. It's Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Thanks.
And sorry, of course, like, me.
Yes, my dear.
And I think we're expecting one more, so we'll see if Jen might have gotten stuck. The other Jen might have gotten stuck at work, so she works up in Park City and may not have gotten back down yet. So starting with mindset, I guess my first question is, you know, when you think of mindset, what does that mean to you? You know, and I was saying at the beginning that for me, like I understood the words, but I didn't know what it meant for me to have a particular mindset about something. So does anybody have a clear definition for mindset or something that it means to you?
Okay, so I don't have a clear definition, apparently, or I would have said it already, but, like, you know, having some control, maybe control is not the right word, but over your thoughts and a clear understanding of your beliefs and the ability to, like, upgrade them.
Great, okay, that's a great place to start. And then I'm wondering if anybody has some thoughts on how our mindset influences us.
Oh, I can speak to that a little bit. how much time you got? I think the term mindset, of course, really just came to my awareness, of course, working in up level and not really thinking much about it, but it for me just really kind of means, and I came to understand it as a really particular place that my mind, what I consider my thoughts and this part of my, you know, myself that thinks and believes these things that may or may not be true,
are, like whoever said that, are really kind of like not in control, but that are kind of dominating the scene. And that when I, you know, I can believe that, that something is supposed to be this way and believe it and believe it, believe it. Like, you know, my whole life, I'm afraid to speak in front of people. You know, I have this belief since forever. It's like, I'm just, this is, so my mindset is I have this belief and here's how it is. And I just believe it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it can be kind of a, yeah, stuck place, but then it's something we get aware about and hopefully shift at some point and can learn from.
That's great. So thank you, ladies. That's perfect. So I'm hoping that all of you have something to write on and write with. And I asked you to bring colored things just because I like to kind of color code my stuff. But if you don't have different colors, that's absolutely okay.
Yeah.
But at first, I want you to think about, you know, something within the last, and it could be 5, 10 years, you know, maybe even sooner, something that you learned to do that you didn't know how to do before. So if we were younger, I might say like learning to swim or riding a bike, although it's sometimes people learn those things later in life as well. You know, even walking, you know, but so think about something more recent that you learned how to do, and you don't have to say what it is, but I just want you to think about it in your mind. Does everybody have something?
I do.
Yeah.
I do too. And Jacqueline, just again, I'm going to keep myself on mute because my dogs are barking and stuff. So it takes a while to unmute so you can hear me. So I will answer little questions.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
So now I want you to think about how it felt when you were learning how to do this thing. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, there were probably some really high points and some really low points. And again, you don't have to answer. I just want you to kind of get a feel in your body, you know, get the thoughts flowing in your mind. And then as that's, you know, bubbling up, I want you to think about if you failed at all while you were learning how to do this thing. You know, like if it was something physical, did you wipe out or get hurt a little bit? You know, like I'm thinking, you know, when I first started doing my whole business thing and learning how to network, you know, I mean, I know how to talk to people. I'm great at talking to people, but I had no idea what business networking was about. And I did some really, I mean, now I see them as really bad things. When I went to these networking groups, I thought I'd meet people and they would just sign up to work with me. And I didn't realize, you know, like it was about relationship building. And so it's embarrassing to think back on it now, but I remember as I was doing it, and it was somewhat painful. I mean, I'm sure that some people think I'm kind of a jerk, but it's okay. You know, it wasn't life-threatening. So usually the reason I ask if you failed is because usually when we're learning something new, there are times that we fail. And the biggest part is that we continue to do it. And I know we've all heard about like Thomas Edison, you know, like 10,000 times on the light bulb. And, you know, if he didn't do that 10,000 times, we wouldn't have light bulbs. You know, there are lots of stories about people who failed and failed and failed. And finally, they had some sort of breakthrough and they got to where they wanted to go. And all the research talks about when we fail and fail and fail, and then eventually, you know, overcome whatever it is that we're failing at, all sorts of new brain connections happen, you know. Mm-hmm. So we need those challenges mm-hmm. in order to continue to grow mm-hmm. in lots of different ways, you know, and to learn resiliency. And so I think that sometimes when we step into something, we try to make these changes, whether it's picking up new routines and rituals or changing how we think about our body or in our relationships or our money, that we think we're supposed to do it right the first time, you know, or at least the second time. Or I've even heard people talk about how they think that we're all like we're supposed to know already, like we're born with these things, you know. And and maybe some people are, you know, some people intuitively know how to handle all situations. But most of us aren't like that, you know. So over the next 3 months, we're going to look at mindset in a variety of ways. And in the hopes of developing some mindsets that support us in the different areas of our life that we want them to. And it might be that some of you want to focus more on your body, and some may want to look at relationships. Others may want to look at money. And once I figure out kind of the direction that we're going, I will make individual meditations for you. I'll put them all up on the website so that and it might be that, you know, you want all three. You want a money one, you want a body one, and you want a relationship one, and they'll all be there. It'll be like, you know, pick and choose what you want, but you can download them all so that you have them in the future as well. And I started to say at the very beginning that I saved this part till now because the idea was kind of you know, get some routines in place and start to feel comfortable with how you're doing things. And then, like, now we can go a little bit deeper and dig things up, you know, do some excavation and, you know, get rid of those things, those blocks, those obstacles that are in the way of us moving even further ahead. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, because the other thing, too, is, like, once we really know where we want to go, which I think all of us in this program have some idea of where we want to be, it's like, well, so I know where I want to go. How come I'm not there instantaneously? You know, and for many of us, it's because there's, you know, some little tweaks along the way in our brain and our thinking that could really make a huge difference. And everything, I mean, we'll have the recording of this call, but everything that I talk about, I'll write up for you as well. It'll either be on the Facebook page or the website so that you don't have to worry about taking notes. Although, if something stands out that you want to remember, definitely write it down. So when we're looking at mindset, of course, we need to realize that we might need some changing in our minds. You know, I remember when I first went into rehabilitation for drugs, you know, like people are like, oh, that program's going to brainwash you. And I was like, well, you know, seriously, I think my brain needed a little washing at that point. It was pretty pretty messed up. So the first step is realizing that we need to make some changes and then identify our blocks. And once we have identified some of the blocks, and some of them are easier to find than others, then do something that kind of, you know, is like a quick change, something like turning on a light switch. And sometimes we'll understand why we have those thoughts. Like sometimes you'll recognize, oh, you know, my mother, you know, said, you know, that I had a fat ass when I was little. And so then I always walked around thinking I had a fat ass. And maybe we won't find out what's underneath it. And that's okay. Like, we don't have to know where everything came from. But it's nice if we can let go of it and get rid of that block. And then once we've removed those blocks, you know, we can start to make steps in the right direction. And I definitely learned this a lot over the last 2 years, that it's much more about small, specific steps moving in the right direction, as opposed to, you know, I'm going to go from making $20,000 to $100,000 in a month. You know, well, you know, that might happen for some people, you know, and I'm sure that it does happen for people. That's not how it happened for me, you know. So knowing that, that we're going to, you know, we'll take little steps towards our goal, sometimes bigger steps, and, you know, and that, you know, as we take those smaller steps, we get comfortable, and then we can move ahead even further. And I do think that sometimes we do need to make some big leaps, you know, and that's good too. You know, sometimes it's when I first, you know, offered somebody a package, it was so shocking to me when they said yes, you know. but it was really exciting too, because I had never made a lump sum of money like that in one telephone call, you know, so realizing that that was a possibility was kind of shocking to me. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like to do from here is to take you through a short meditation. And before I do that, I just want to see if there are any questions or comments before we move on, because I know sometimes like things start to bubble up and you need to like say it. So is there anything that anyone needs to say before we move into the meditation?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay, so I want you to find a comfortable spot, and, you know, hopefully you're in comfy clothes already, you found a comfortable seat, and as you settle into your seat, just take a couple of nice deep breaths, and as you breathe in, pull your breath all the way down through your body, to your pelvic floor, that space between your pubic bone and your tailbone. And with each exhale, after that deep, deep inhale, allow your body to relax a little bit more. So continue to breathe deeply. And as you do so, feel yourself dropping in to a deep, quiet place within yourself. Feel yourself contacting your place of power, your place of creativity, your source of strength. And if you have thoughts or ideas that pop into your head as we're going through this, if it's something that seems significant, jot it down. Otherwise, just let clouds, you know, passing through the sky, just let it go. So from this place of power and creativity and strength, I want you to picture yourself 3 months in the future. So we start December tomorrow, so December, January, February. And I know some of us like to project out further, but I want you to stick with those 3 months. And where do you see yourself at the end of February? Where do you want to be? So we are all each the creator of our universe. And our life, whether we choose to believe it or not, is designed by us. Yes, we have outside influences, but we need to think it before it is created in our lives, and what we have is what we've created. So in 3 months, notice how you'd like to feel spiritually, emotionally, physically, feel that strength and power within you, and trust your intuition. Maybe something pops into your head that you had no idea was there. Maybe your mind is a little blank right now, so no judgment, just notice what comes up. Because you trust your intuition and you act on your inner guidance, because of this, miracles unfold around you, in your life, in the people that you're in contact with. Now I want you to see your body. And again, notice thoughts and pictures that pop up in your mind. Let them go. How do you look and feel physically 3 months from today? Imagine that now your body matches your spirit, strong, courageous, beautiful, filled with life and energy. Experience what that feels like. How do you take care of your body? What do you eat? How do you nurture yourself? Which rituals and routines have you mastered? In fact, so much that they're just part of your regular everyday life. Notice how you dress. See yourself dressed exactly the way you want to be dressed. Notice that your clothes hang beautifully off of your body. When you open your closet, your drawers, you have just the clothes that you want there. The perfect shoes, flip-flops, boots, bags, whatever it is that you want. They all match your beautiful body and your amazing spirit. Notice where you're living. What's your home like? See yourself living exactly where you want to be. You've created your environment as you want it. See yourself there. Feel what it's like to live in a way that suits you perfectly. You've found the perfect job or creative outlet or business. You receive an abundance of money for doing what you love to do most. See yourself expressing yourself in a way that brings you joy. So all the things that you do throughout your day, things that make you money, things that connect you to other people, they bring you joy, they make you smile, you feel good, you feel alive, you feel filled with energy. Next, look at the people that are in your life. You now have relationships that are passionate, alive, and creative. People love and nurture you. And you offer them the same. If you have a special lover or lovers in your life, experience the joy and intimacy this brings you. From this place of creativity, power, and strength, look out into the world and picture your world as a mirror of the transformation that has taken place within you. Since the healing of the planet, imagine the world transformed because of who you are and how you are. Imagine the world transformed to be exactly the way you would like it to be. And you might like to end with this affirmation: this or something better is now manifesting for the highest good of all concerned. And I'll repeat that again: this or something better is now manifesting for the highest good of all concerned. So, before you do a whole lot of moving or talking, notice how you feel in your body. Notice the thoughts that are moving through your mind. If you're feeling like, wow, my life is a miracle, or if you have some disbelief or negative, wording happening in your head. Then I want you to take that piece of paper that I asked you to have available, and I want you to draw a line right down the center and then through the middle of the paper so that you have four approximately same size boxes. And if you're a color person, you might put in one box, the top left corner, write the word my body, or the words my body. In the top right-hand corner, write the word money. Underneath body, in the bottom box, left-hand side, write the word relationships. And then in the fourth box, the bottom right-hand corner, write creative / business. And then what I'd like you to do is divide each of those boxes however you'd like to into even areas so that you have eight specific little areas. And then, like, under body, you're going to put what you desire. And then in the second box in body, you're going to put what's not working. And you're going to do that for each area. And I only want you to put no more than three things in each box. So when all is said and done, you'll have maybe 24 words on there. And you don't have to do that many, but I don't want you to do more than three. Okay. So, and we're going to take a few minutes to do that. And, of course, if you have any questions, I am happy to answer them. So body, money, relationships, and creative or business endeavors outlets. And then what you desire and what's not working for each area. And you might find that as you're going through these that you have more to say in a particular area, and that's okay too. There's no wrong way to do what we're doing. Thank you. And if you find yourself thinking a lot about a particular area, you might just let that area be. Because you can always come back. So we're going to take about another minute and know that you can come back. You can change these. You can refine them. So let's come back together again. And I'm just curious if, like, how was time for everybody? Are most all of you done? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I got
okay.
A couple I just need to think into a little bit more. But, yeah, I got most of it there.
Okay. Chrissy?
Yes.
Yes? And I don't know if Jen?
Yep. I'm
okay,
done.
Okay, good. So you may or may not have seen it yet. In on month 4, there's a contract. It's also, I put it on the Facebook page so that you would be able to fill it out. And, of course, it's a very personal thing. So you can choose to share any aspect or no part of it with the group on Facebook. It would help me, and if you just want to share with me personally, you can, you know, send me a message. That would be perfect. But if it's something that you'd like support on from everybody, definitely post it in the group. So what I want you to do is to use this as a foundation for choosing what it is that you would like to work on in relationship to how you think about things in these areas that I brought up: body, money, relationships, business, or, you know, creativity. And of course, for some of you, there might be something that I didn't think of. I kind of took the big ones that a lot of us think about and talk about, but you might have something totally different, and you could add that onto the contract. So on the contract, it says, you know, I, and you write in your name, commit to participate fully in the next 3 months of Mind-Body Alchemy to change how I think about, and then I have money, relationships with your body, relationships with people, and or with your business, and then there's a spot that you can put in other. And it may seem kind of silly, or it may seem really natural to you to do something like this. We do it in yoga all the time. We set an intention. We call it a sankalpa. And this is exactly what we're doing here. We're setting our intention. We're saying, you know, we're putting it to ourselves, or making a commitment to ourselves, to the group, and putting it out there to the universe that I want to change these things. And so the sooner you get that done, the better, because it's kind of setting us up for the next 3 months. And you might have wondered why I didn't want to go further than the 3 months. It's kind of like when we leave, when we are getting to the end of the program, we'll kind of project out from February. But now I really want you to focus on how, like, what do you want to accomplish by the time we're done with this program? Not that, you know, we'll end all conversation and everything after that, but where do you want to be? Because I think that taking smaller time segments sometimes, at least for me, makes it a little bit more doable. You know, like, how much money do I want to make by February? You know, that it's much easier for me to plan that way and to think about that than to think about, like, for all of 2017, although I will be doing that on my business plan. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to say? And you don't have to say anything, but, like, any, like, big ahas or... and we haven't really looked at the blocks yet, because right now what we're doing is looking at defining what we really want, you know, and then we're going to look at what stands in the way, just for those of you who like to kind of see the process. And we'll eventually start to look at, you know, the things we tell ourselves and forgive ourselves for the past mistakes. And of course, being grateful for what we have. Like, when I look at myself and, you know, especially like after Thanksgiving and all the sales that went up after that, what is it that I need? You know, I don't really need anything, you know? So that was a really interesting experience for me to realize I don't need anything. You know, I have wants, desires, and there are some things that can definitely, you know, support me better. But really, I don't need anything, you know. So being grateful for what I do have, I think that's a great place to start from, too. So does anybody have anything they'd like to say?
I don't have anything to say, but I really, really like being reminded to reflect on where you're going, like where you want to be versus where you're at.
Thank you.
I think it's good to be reminded to set intention, to be intentional about what you want, not just let it be some vague nebulous that's floating out, you know, somewhere around you.
Yes. I can't remember who said it. I feel like I, you know, paraphrase people all the time, and I don't give them credit because I don't know where it came from, because I can't remember things like that. But it's kind of like you can't get where you're going if you don't know, like, that you're going there, you know. Like I can say, like, I'm going on a trip, you know. Well, where are you going? You know, how am I going to get there if I have no idea? Now, of course, there are walkabouts and things like that. But if we don't set any intention, you know, like the universe can't support us, and neither can our family and friends and, you know, people that we work with. So thank you.
Yeah, I like seeing having it broken down like this, and kind of, I like the boxes. I like that I like the boxes.
I like that I broke boxes.
I haven't focused on anything like this in a little while. And so it was nice to regroup. And thank you for the meditation. It took me a little while there at the beginning. I feel like I've been kind of out of connection with my body in that particular way and with that place of creativity and that place of power in me, and so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Took me a minute to get.
Well, and I find, you know, sometimes I do take it for granted because I do things like this all the time, every day.
Yeah.
And I drop down pretty quickly, and I forget that, like, that doesn't happen for everybody, you know. So yeah. I have some other words of wisdom. So when you're filling out your contract, and I think that this came from Christine Kane, I'm not sure though. Uncommon commitment brings uncommon results. And so thinking about that, like when you're signing your contract, and of course, you know, like with everything that I offer you, you choose what you want to do, right? But I think that all of you are serious about making some changes in your life, you know, and so actually committing on paper that, yes, I'm going to do this, knowing that we're going to have little failures along the way, and also as we're moving on our path, sometimes things change. You know, like for the longest time, it was like, well, if I don't lose all this weight, I'm never going to be happy again, you know, since I hurt my thyroid. And you know what? Like, I don't even feel that same way anymore. And it's not just like, oh, it's okay that, you know, I'm 20 pounds more than I was, you know. But it is, you know, it's like, like, it's okay. Like, if I lose the weight, yeah, would I still like to? Sure. But I'm not going to, like, go on, like, not liking myself because my body's changed, you know. So so that was a big awareness for me. So so please take a look at the contract and fill it out and share the parts that you feel comfortable sharing. What I would love for each of you to share in the Facebook group would be the areas that you want to work on with your mindset. You know, so like I said, I put the biggies on the contract, but if you have something that's totally different, because when I make the meditations and activities for us to do, I want them to be really specific. So the more specific you are giving me information, the more specific I can make them, you know. So are there any questions? And so two things that I want to ask you. Are there any questions that you have about this process? And is there anything that you've heard about in relationship, in regards to mindset that you would like to focus on over the next 3 months?
In relationships, specifically?
No.
Is that what you said?
So isn't it funny, like, when the yoga teacher tells people to do something and all 15 of them do different things, you realize that you didn't say something clearly. That was that moment. So my two questions for you. One, question one is, do you have any questions? And is there anything, you know, that you'd like to talk about mind-body alchemy and what we've been doing, right?
Oh, okay.
And then two is there anything that you've heard about mindset that you would like me to add into our exploration? And, of course, anything else that pops into your head, like,
I don't think so.
Jacqueline?
Yes?
One of the things that I like to work on is how to identify your subconscious limiting beliefs, because they're so sneaky and hidden in there. So that would be great.
How to identify, repeat that again, how to identify...
How to identify your subconscious limited beliefs.
I love this question.
I do too. Thank you. Yes.
So I found it helpful that whenever I'm creating something or really wanting to go after something, if there's ever, like, that little voice inside of your head that sounds like you, but you know isn't coming from you, that says, oh, no, you can't have that. or that just like has this almost like just this instant reaction to anything that you want to create. Like, I'm not allowed to do this. I shouldn't do this. I'm not supposed to want this. Like, those are, that's your limiting self-talk. So those are really great to just ask, like, oh, why is that? You know, like, oh, why can't I have that? Or where does that come from? And usually when you just put your finger on that and you're like, oh, why did I have that knee-jerk reaction? That's usually enough to get it to go away.
Yeah, and sometimes what I like to do, too, with those voices in our heads is to, like, go back at it with just the opposite, you know? Like, why can't I do that, you know? Because you're a woman or whatever conversation, you know, that I'm having, and, you know, then say something like, you know, I am a woman and women are powerful, or women, you know, get things done, or, you know, something along those lines, or like with money, because I was feeling like, oh, I'm not making enough money in my business. And I was all afraid. And so then it was like, when I pay my bills now, I say to myself, there's more where that came from, you know, and just like kind of telling myself the opposite of what I had been thinking. Like, where am I going to get more? And there's never enough. And, you know, instead of saying those sort of things, I started to use different wording, you know. And because I saw it in one of my kids, too, where he, like, wouldn't share anything, even as a teenager. And I just started to say to him, you know, like, there's more where that came from. Whether it was, like, you know, potato chips or whatever it was that he didn't want to share. You know, like, we can always buy more. And so just thinking about, like, in more of an abundant mindset instead of like, that scarcity. So thanks for bringing that up, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
So so I guess that we are complete for today, and I want to check in. So I had planned on doing Monday nights, like the third Monday of the month, and in December that's going to be like the 19th. And I'm wondering though if Wednesday works better for people. So any comments, or you want me to do that in the Facebook group?
Wednesday's good for me. And did we do this one a little later at 7? Were you doing it a little earlier before?
I did, and it was not working for people to
get
there.
Yeah, no, I like the 7 o'clock. I get dinner done. I'm good.
Yeah, this
works better for me, too.
Okay, good. So then I will plan on the Wednesday, and
the 19th.
Well, it'll be the 21st then. So is that close for Christmas for everybody?
Oh, it's the solstice, though.
I know. Are people going to solstice parties and stuff?
Oh, have our little solstice party on the call.
Well, and as it gets closer, you can all let me know. So I will look forward to your posts about your things that you would like to work on for these 3 months. Because I want to make really good use of our time and to support you in getting these things done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So thank you, ladies, for showing up tonight.
Yeah, it was a nice call.
Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Okay, I will see you in the Facebook group then.
All right.
Good.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you Friday. Bye.